I love Citizen Kane.
No rules?
No rules
already? Different. Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, brand new podcast, Tapes and Scowls, and finally, an official member. You're official now.
That's great.
How do you feel?
Official.
You do feel official.
I do.
So now you're no longer my favorite go-to guest host.
Hmm.
You're officially a Scowler.
Interesting. So it's like when you go from eighth grade, you feel like you're like top of the middle school, and then you go and you're a freshman, and boy oh boy, you're like lower than low.
It's really low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
It's Max, everybody.
Hi.
Everybody loves Max, is our new sitcom. Max, you are fantastic. But Tapes and Scowls, what does that mean? Max, you are, in my opinion, the expert on all things movies.
Wow.
The expert. Yes.
You're overselling it.
Nope. So, where I know everything comics, overselling that.
Yep.
You know everything movies, and I get to be the guy who leans back on this. I lean on you and your expertise to tell me why I'm an idiot, and you can turn me on this. You can say, like, that movie was awful, and here's why. And all these technical reasons as to why I am a moron. I cannot wait.
Okay.
It's going to be good, but we're going to talk about movies. Basically, this came about because Max and I, unbeknownst to each other, were keeping track of all the movies we were watching from the beginning of 2019.
That's correct.
And we both got quite a few, and I figured, well, let's just talk about these movies. I picked a lot of movies I had never seen, and I don't know if you did the same. We don't know what each other watched until, like, the morning of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I can rush out and go watch these movies. I watched the trailer of your movies and vice versa. And you can tell me what you think of what you've seen.
Sure.
Would you like to go first?
I'll kick it off. Why not?
Yeah.
So my first movie of 2019. Now, I do have to admit that my 2019 early roster is a bit mixed up, possibly, because I wasn't keeping track till about the third week of January, and then I was like, crap, what did I watch this year? And because I started watching enough, I was like, you know, I could probably just keep track of this. Not necessarily to do the 365 movie challenge, but just to keep track. And so I went back and just looked at all the, because I'm a physical media person, so you'll learn that over the course of this podcast.
You and me are the two left, I think. Yeah.
So I buy a lot of discs, so I went back and looked at the discs that I bought and borrowed. And I was like, oh, okay, great. I can pretty much track exactly what I've watched this year. So I believe the first movie I watched this year was the science fiction action film Upgrade.
Upgrade.
And go ahead.
I watched the trailer to this, and it blew my mind.
Yeah. I really
enjoyed it. So go ahead. So what we're going to do is Max is going to give you the IMDb synopsis, which, by the way, as I did some of mine, are not super accurate all the time.
Yeah.
And we'll compare Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb scores. So
yes.
Go ahead, get in there.
Okay, so set in the near future, technology controls nearly all aspects of life. But when Gray, a self-identified technophobe, has his world turned upside down, his only hope for revenge is an experimental computer chip implant called STEM.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's
it's a bit on the nose. Called STEM?
Called STEM.
Called STEM.
Yeah. Yep. Little stem cell. Little on the nose.
Little on the nose. I liked the look of STEM in the trailer. It looked like one of those, what were those things? The little robot thingies that would like crawl along. They were like way too expensive.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Those nano things.
Yeah. Yep. Nanobots.
Nanos.
No, that's Spider-Man.
Nanobots works. The nanobots. It's like GoBots.
Nano toy thing.
Nano toy thing.
Yeah.
It was like $30 and this thing will walk around. Who cares? Yeah.
I can pay less and watch myself walk around slowly. Aww. But this one's pretty good. It's a sci-fi action film. It's written and directed by Lee Whannell, who listeners hopefully would know from writing the first of these little movies called Saw.
Mm.
And then going on to write this little other horror franchise called Insidious.
I love Insidious.
Yeah. The first Insidious is so glorious.
Good. So
yeah.
Good.
And he has since moved on to now doing this. He worked on Dead Silence. We can talk about that. And all over the place. Cooties, which was an indie film about children zombies in a school. Good fun.
I almost watched that the other day, ironically.
It's fun.
I might have to now.
Rainn Wilson's great at it.
Okay.
I mean, no surprise.
Yeah, no.
For scoring from the interwebs, IMDb put this as a 7.6 out of 10.
Okay.
Which was surprising to me. Rotten Tomatoes critic score, 86%.
Wow.
So that was certified fresh, obviously. And the audience score, 87%.
Wow, I love it when the two scores are very close.
Yes. And then Tim also asked me to score it.
I did.
So we didn't talk about this, the scoring system. I
left it a little open-ended.
I have always scored my movies out of 10, just if somebody asks mm-hmm. me. But I also do a 0.5 okay. decimal because I feel like I really need it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I'm very indecisive, and especially when things are close, but I want something to be a little bit better, I need that 0.5. You need that 0.5. So I bust that out from time to time. This one, though, I gave a clean 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Nice. So that more or less coincides with everything.
Yeah.
So this seems like a pretty solid sci-fi movie.
Yeah. If you're into sci-fi action movies like RoboCop, the more violent end of science fiction with a cool idea, good twist, strongly written, it is totally worth your time.
Nice. Very cool.
So what did you watch while I was busy watching Upgrade?
Well, I was on Netflix.
You were.
And I was watching weird foreign movies with subtitles. So my first movie is Eremitage, The Blacksmith, and The Devil.
Yeah.
This is from 2017. I watch it on the first. It runs 98 minutes. It is fantasy horror. It is TVMA.
Mm.
Ooh. It was performed in the Basque language. Basque being near Spain and France. It's a mix of both languages, but it is its own thing. I will butcher everybody's name of the director and the people that are in it.
It's okay.
Maybe you should just look it up yourself. It was directed by Paul Urquijo?
Sure.
And stars Candido Uranga, Uma Bra... You know what? Just look it up yourself.
Look it up, yeah. They're all famous in that region.
They so are. Basque is like, I don't know.
I mean, he's a bounty hunter from Star Wars. That's about all I know about Basque.
Yeah, no, I'm more of a Dengar guy. Okay. I stand alone on that, I know. But something about Dengar is just so sad, and I empathize with him. The IMDb description. An orphaned girl discovers that the reclusive blacksmith is keeping a demon imprisoned in order to avoid paying his debt to the devil. That is a very accurate description.
Also a very rad description.
It's pretty cool. The blacksmith in this movie is an older gentleman, like, you know, he's either a super grizzled late 40s or early 50s right. kind of feel to him. And he is just torturing this demon. He looks like a classic style kind of devil, but he's not the devil.
Right.
The little girl, like, everything in this movie is just sad. Everything's really dirty and sad. I don't know if that's what they were going for, or if that's just Basque. Maybe.
Maybe.
Dengar wouldn't be that dirty. He has toilet paper on his head.
That's right.
but I really enjoyed this movie. It was so weird. The effects are interesting. I would like you to eventually watch this, Max, because the effects are not amazing at times, but like the practical suit kind of effects,
yeah.
I really enjoyed. I liked the way the demon guy looked. I know some people I told to watch this movie, they're like, I hate this. I'm like, well...
I
think the devil looks dumb. I'm like, that's not the devil. Watch the movie.
Yeah.
He's like a goon. He's devil goon.
Devil goon.
IMDb gave this a 6.4 out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 75% for the okay. critics and a 74%
okay.
for the audience. I give it a 7 out of 10.
There you go.
We're across the board. We're agreeing with them. It's a really, really dark, fun, weird movie.
Yeah.
You don't know who to root for. The demon, the blacksmith, the townspeople are kind of shitty too.
Nice.
So it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. That sounds like a hoot.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, another movie I watched in early January, again, not necessarily in order here, but one I did watch early on was The Predator, not to be confused with Predator or Predators.
Yeah.
This is the newest of the franchise. It was directed by Shane Black, who also worked on writing it, along with Fred Dekker, who you will know is the director of Monster Squad, Night of the Creeps, RoboCop 3.
Yeah!
I'm a huge Fred Dekker fan. And I was real excited to watch this movie, because I do dig him. I like Shane Black a lot. So I was really looking forward to The Predator. So obviously, if I'm building up that way, you know things kind of go south.
It's going to go south fast.
Yeah, it runs for about 2 hours, just a touch under. It is obviously a sci-fi action horror movie, just like the rest of them. The synopsis is, when a young boy accidentally triggers the universe's most lethal hunter's return to Earth, only a ragtag crew of ex-soldiers and a disgruntled scientist can prevent the end of the human race.
Wow, that just sounds like every description ever.
It really feels like something you'd read. It's like, you know, what's this at the dollar store here?
Do you think you get points for writing ragtag in your reviews? Like, is it like a secret society?
Sure.
The Ragtag Society?
It lives up to ragtag when your soldiers include Keegan-Michael Key and Thomas Jane, and like, it's like, what's going on here? I mean, at least one's the Punisher.
Sure. He's believable.
it's of course, that band of misfits, which, you know, it's fine, I guess.
Doyle.
I think I was a little bit fairer of it than the interwebs were. I know the internet kind of went crazy on this one, and the kid who ends up triggering the Predator's return to Earth, in part, is a child with like autism. He's on the spectrum. And I know a lot of people's backlash was from the way they portrayed that.
Right.
So obviously I'd be interested to see what you would think about that. Because right. I mean, if it's done well, it can be really thoughtful. But if it's just used as we'll give him autism for some reason.
Sure.
It's like, woof, you're not being tasteful. You're being insulting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just trying, that whole trying to include, being inclusive, but not really intending to be inclusive. And they really do walk a line with that, where it feels a little cruddy at times.
Sure.
And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, when you told me we were doing Predator, at first I got super excited. I was like, let's talk about Jesse Ventura. Oh. Let's talk about Carl Weathers.
Podcast.
I was like, oh, man. He's probably talking about the new one. Let me make sure I'm an idiot. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, the Predator. I forgot this even came out. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So IMDb gave this a 5.4 out of 10, which is pretty low for IMDb. Rotten Tomatoes critic score of a 32%, and an audience score of a 35%.
Ooh.
So I was a little bit kinder than that, because I do think at the end of the day, you're signing up to watch aliens fight and people shoot at them and people get ripped apart, all of which the movie does give you. Mm-hmm. It's couched in a lot of cliche and, like I said, a lot of borderline choices.
Mm. But ragtag choices.
It's still great dialogue. It's still Shane Black writing the dialogue. So I think it hit on all those. I gave it a 5 out of 10. I wouldn't be upset if I watched it again, but I wouldn't, like, if it was on TV and I, like, couldn't move for some reason, I'd watch it and not be sad.
My darn paralysis is kicking in again. Stupid The Predator.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's fine, but if I had it, like, you know, I wouldn't be sad that I was like, no, I will endeavor to, like, crawl on my teeth to shut this off, but it wasn't great.
Can that be a new horror movie? That sounds great.
You paralyze people and force them to watch awful movies.
Some bad movie, a horror movie called Teeth? Oh, wait a minute.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, where are those teeth?
Yeah.
So what about you, Tim?
I hated that movie. Anyways, my second movie is another foreign movie, but I picked it because there's a lot of known actors in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, they just went to a foreign country because it's cheaper. This movie is called Bullethead. It is from 2017. I watched it on the 2nd of January. Three career criminals find themselves trapped in a warehouse with the law closing in and an even worse threat waiting inside, a nigh unstoppable killer dog.
Yep, I remember seeing the trailer for this.
Do you?
When it came out.
Yeah,
wow. I believe it was directed by Paul Sollett, is that right?
You are correct. Yeah. It was directed by Paul Sollett. Stars Adrian Brody, Antonio Banderas, John Malkovich, and Rory Culkin.
Yeah.
What a mix of people.
Yeah, I was, I don't know if you've seen the movie Grace.
No, I haven't.
Which was Paul Sollett's directorial debut.
Okay.
Awesome movie. It's got Jordan Ladd in it. It's really a good, very, very low-key horror suspense thriller.
Okay.
Really good. And so I was excited that his sophomore movie was finally coming out.
And you have not seen this?
I have not.
It's okay. It's all right.
You could have let me down a little bit gentler than
that. It's okay. I feel like I'm really watching two different movies the whole time.
Okay.
There's the character development's pretty good. John Malkovich is like your grizzled criminal veteran. Adrian Brody's like the guy who's trying to do this score to get out. Rory Culkin's just like a drug addicted like piece of crap who keeps screwing it up.
Would you call them ragtag?
Can criminals get ragtag enough?
Can they get ragtime?
They do play some ragtime at certain points. They just start, you know, going at it, hambone.
Stop going at it.
The movie's okay. The dog. So, another thing near and dear to me is
dogs,
pit bulls, and their treatment. I'm very pro pit bull.
Yes, you are.
The dog, the way it's portrayed, it's sad, but it's a good part, a good device for the movie. It's like, hey, this dog is really damn terrifying. And then, like, you see the history of the dog. You see how the dog got there, how it came to be. It's just weird that they're like, we're going to hide out. We're going to hide out from the law. It's like, oh, man, that dog is vicious. And it's, like, tearing down doors. Yeah. And it is nigh invulnerable. That is true. it was just really weird. And Antonio Banderas just shows up in almost everything I watched. While preparing, I'm like, is that Antonio Banderas? Sure is. And he's good in it.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's an interesting kind of movie. I wasn't really, it just needed something a little more to put it over. I think a little shorter. They could have trimmed it a little bit, because okay. I'm like, all right, you don't have to run around this warehouse this much.
Sure.
You could just maybe get to the point a little bit.
Gotcha. What do the numbers say?
Well, IMDb gives it 5.4 out of 10.
Oh, not very good. That was the Predator score.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes, the critics give it 59%.
Okay, a little higher than the Predator.
And the audience gives it 29%.
Woof. Okay.
Usually the audience is way more forgiving.
Yes.
Me, I gave it a 4.5 out of 10.
Jeez, okay.
It is very close to being what you want.
Yeah.
Now, some people, it might hit all your marks. For me, it was just a little shy.
Understood.
I don't think you'll hate yourself for watching it, so go watch it, or else. And that's it. That's our last movie, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it is. I was just hoping you were going to end it at the or else there.
All right. Well, or else.